Okay, let's go to Tanya. Two, four, six. Yeah, okay, we're going to start four lines in the top. Okay, the Alter Rebbe is speaking. It's on page 82 at the top, 149 at the bottom, four lines at the top of the page. In this paragraph, the Alter Rebbe is discussing the mitzvah of Avos Yisrael. And how do you get to a mitzvah of Avos Yisrael? So he explains, by realizing the soul is more important than the body, and the body is nothing, and the soul is what counts, and what differentiates one Jew from the next is the body, but that doesn't matter because the real connection is the soul, and my soul, your soul, their soul, his soul, her soul, is all one big soul, so therefore we're brothers. And this, that the Gemara says, that if you see somebody sinning, there's a mitzvah to hate him. He says, that is a friend of yours on your level of Yiddishkeit, and you really love him, and you admonish him because, like we said before, you really want him to change, and he still didn't do tshuva. But he says like this, Aval misha eina chaveri, but a person is not your equal, not in your level of Yiddishkeit. Veina mekurev etzlei, and he's not very close to you. Hine ezeh amir Hillel HaZaken, this is what Hillel HaZaken said in Pirkei Avos, Havei mi talmid of Shalarin, you should be from the disciples of Arin, Oyev Shalim, loving peace, Oyev, right, running after peace, Oyev Esabrius, loving creations, Umekarvin la Teira, and bring them to Teira, which by the way is a remarkable concept. The Rebbe's, this is the Rebbe's opinion in the whole concept of bringing Jews closer to Yiddishkeit. Many people think, if I want to get somebody closer to Yiddishkeit, I need to compromise Torah, because otherwise it's going to be too much for them. So I need to compromise, and that's the way I'll bring them closer to Torah. I'll mix eating, and do this, and do that, and do what, not necessarily what Torah wants. But the Rebbe says, you see clearly from this Mishnah, of what Hillel said, Mekarvan la Torah, by the way, doesn't only mean this is what you need to do, it means we have the ability to do it. We bring the person to the Torah, not the Torah to the person. In other words, the way a Jew, because a Jew has a neshama, no matter who the Jew is, okay? In fact, many Kiruv organizations call themselves Kiruv Rechaikim, bringing close to distant Jews. The Rebbe was against that expression, because the Rebbe said no Jew is far. Every Jew is close. Maybe the actions are not close, but the Jew himself or herself is close. They're not rochik, they're not far that you have to be mekad of them. But the Rebbe says, every Jew has the ability to bring another Jew to Torah without compromising it. And you could bring them to Torah. If you approach it the right way and teach them properly and tell them the truth of Torah, you can bring them to Torah. What's wrong with the other way? Compromise truth means false. It's either true or not true. By the way, this has nothing to do, let's say you're bringing somebody closer to Yiddishkeit, yeah? And you know they're driving, right? You can't tell them it's okay to drive. That you're not allowed to do, because it's not okay, I'm talking about Shabbos, obviously. Right. You can't obviously drive on Shabbos. But you could tell the person, you have to move one step at a time. Meanwhile, you're driving, eventually the goal is that you shouldn't drive. You can't tell them, yeah, you're allowed to drive. Because then you're bringing Torah to them. You're lowering the, you're saying, Torah, you could drive. Torah says you can't drive. What do you mean you could drive? You're compromising Torah. But what you could do is tell them, listen, the journey of 1,000 miles begin with a step, one step. So you're taking a step. As long as you're going up in the right direction, you're okay. The Chassidim used to say, there's a Zayir that says, Man de nafal midarge ikremis. A person that falls down from his level is called dead. Doesn't mean if you hit the bottom. If you're going down from your level, like they give a mashal for this. There's two people on a ladder. One's on the 5th step, and one's on the 10th step. Who's higher? So the correct answer is, it depends which way they're going. If 10 is coming down, and 5 is going up, 5 is higher than 10. You can't say 10 is higher than 5, because if 10 is coming down and 5 is going up, the 5 is higher than the 10. And that's what the Zohar says. If you fall from your level, you might be level 10, and this guy might only be level 5, but he's higher because you fell down from your level, because you're going down. So he says, if it's a friend of yours on your level, and you love the person, like we said, the prerequisite of admonishing somebody, the pasuk begins by saying, you should not hate your friend in your heart. That means you really love them, and that's why you admonish them. That's okay. And then if it's an equal to you, and the Altareb is going to say also what that means, and they don't listen, you can hate them. And he's, the Altareb is going to say, you don't hate them. You hate what they do, not them. But he says a person that's not on that level, and you want to be mekad of him, that you have to, as the expression goes in America, kill him with love. I don't know if I mentioned it recently in this class or in a different class. Rabbi Gordon's father, Rabbi Gordon Oliver Shalom, just passed away. His father, Rabbi Shalom Ben Gordon in Newark, asked the previous Rebbe, like, then America, you know, in the 50s and the 40s, there was no Yiddishkeit. I mean, people were doing a lot of things. So he asked the Friedrich Rebbe, the previous Rebbe, when can I, like, yell at them? When can I yell at the people? So the Friedrich Rebbe answered a very profound, very profound mashal. There's something called, in Yiddish, it's called a Schwitzbad. It's called a sauna. You know what sauna is? Okay. Sauna is, you go in, and there are different levels. The higher you go, the hotter it gets. Now, years ago, I don't think you'll do it today, you'll get sued. But it used to be a bodder. The guy was in charge of the sauna. And he would, with leaves of trees, issue with leaves, they would whack you in the back when you sweated. They would hit you. That was, and it was supposed to be a Gan Eden. They would hit you with the, because then it loosened the pores. I don't know, whatever it was. That was the way it used to go. So the Friedrich Rebbe said, can you imagine just taking in the street, taking a guy and whipping him with a branch of a tree? He called the cops on you. But when the guy's in the sauna, and he's on a higher level, and he's already hot, and then you whip him, he says, thank you, do more. He said, this is what he taught, this it's an unbelievable statement. The Friedrich Rebbe said, you first have to warm up the Jew and make him hot in Yiddishkeit. Very, very warm in Yiddishkeit. And then when you admonish them, they're going to say, give me more. But when they're not hot yet, then you don't admonish, you don't whip another Jew. You wait until they get very hot, and then you admonish, then you can whip the person. And the person will say, please give me more. And that's what he says. And he says like this. Leimar. So now Rebbe explains now Hillel's statement. Even a Jew who's far from Torah and Mitzvahs. And that's why they're called B'riyas Ba'alma creatures. They're only called creatures. Tzarech L'mishkin Chavli Avesis. You must attract them with strong ropes of love. V'kuli Hai V'ulai. And perhaps Yochel L'karvin L'Teiras V'Avedas Hashem. You can bring them to Torah and Mitzvahs. Let me elaborate on this a little bit, what Alter Rebbe is saying over here. And the Rebbe emphasized this concept, what the Rebbe is saying here many, many, many times. Hillel says, Oyev is abriyes, love creatures, or mekarvan latera and bring them to Torah. Basically what he means is, love people and bring them to Torah. Why is he calling them creatures? Why are they calling them creatures? So the Alter Rebbe is saying of no. The Alter Rebbe is saying something much deeper. It's a person that's so spiritually low, the only thing they have going for them is that God made them. That's the only thing they have going for them, that God made them. They're called creatures. Meaning, what is their greatness? They're a creature, means a creation, of Hashem. The Gemara tells a story with Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rav Shimon ben Yochai. The Gemara tells the whole story. He was going to become a Rav in a city, and he met a guy on the street. And you hear the story, it simply sounds weird. Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rav Shimon ben Yochai, meets this guy in the street, and Rabbi Elazar says to him, Kama mochur adam zeh. Look how ugly this guy is. That's what he said to him. Look how ugly you are. And he said to him, the guy answered back, Rabbi Elazar, Lech lo'uman shasani, go to the one that made me. It's my fault I'm ugly. Go to the one that made me. Then where does he continue sitting? The whole city came out to meet them, and the guy says to them, what are you coming? You know what this guy said to me? Okay, anyway. But let's analyze the story. You're talking about Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Rav Shimon ben Yochai said, I'm not going to explain this statement, but this is what Rav Shimon ben Yochai said. If there's two tzaddikim in his generation, it's me and my son. If there's one, it's me. That's what Rav Shimon ben Yochai said. So Rabbi Elazar was number two in greatness in the world in the time of Tanoim and Amiram. You had Rabbi Kiva, all those people, right? Rav Shimon ben Yochai said, the number two greatest man in this world is my son, Rabbi Elazar. You think he was a beauty pageant moderator? That he said, this guy's ugly? What type of expression is this? He says to him, you're ugly? And the guy answers him back, go to the one that made me? It makes so no sense for any person doesn't walk in the streets, ilch, look how ugly you are. I mean, and the Rebbe explains the whole thing much, much deeper. Now, Rabbi Elazar saw, because of his greatness, he saw this person spiritually was completely ugly. Spiritually. No mitzvahs, no learning. Okay? And because of that, Rabbi Elazar saw the person felt worthless in his own eyes. And Rabbi Elazar wanted to bring out in this person a uniqueness and a greatness that the person should be aware of his greatness, that God made him. So Rabbi Elazar said, and this is why Rabbi Elazar said to him. First, he wasn't talking physically. I mean, it doesn't make sense. Rabbi Elazar said, you're ugly. I mean, first of all, doesn't Rabbi Elazar know God made him like that? What do you think? He did plastic surgery to look ugly. I mean, come on, that's not what happened. So Rabbi Elazar wanted to bring out an awareness within this Jew himself. That what do you mean I'm nothing? God made me. He said, go to the one that made me. What did he answer him? Go to God. God made me. Meaning, I'm a creature of God. How can you say I'm ugly? I might be empty for mitzvahs. I might be no Torah knowledge. I might be a worthless Jew. But God made me, and that itself is what I'm all about. Like it says in the Akdama Pirkei Avos, my Sayyod Al-Yisbar, God said, the work of my hands that I take pride in. And this is what Hillel is saying. Ayavis Abrius means you have to love a Jew just because he's a creation of God. He might not be on your level of Torah mitzvahs. He might not be learned. He might be ignorant. He might be illiterate. He might be completely non-religious. And Hillel is saying, he's not saying love people. Because that would mean people with stature, people with some depth to them. You have to love even the creatures, meaning people that have no uniqueness about themselves, just the mere fact that they're a God's creation. So that's what the Alter Rebbe is saying. Let's see it inside now, the sixth line from the top. Even a person who is far from Torah and not serving Hashem. That's why he's only called a creature. Because the only thing going for him is that God made him. Nothing else. You have to attract them with a strong rope of ava, of love. And then perhaps you'll be able to bring him closer to Hashem. In other words, Rebbe is saying over here like this. You want to get to somebody? It's only through love. You want to win somebody over? It's with love. Aves Yisrael. For those of you that remember when they were in second grade, in the olden days, in ancient times, in the readers, I heard a bunch of people saying this, but I remember from second grade readers, there was a fight between the sun and the wind. Who's stronger? Remember that story? You guys don't remember that. Maybe it was third grade. There was a fight between sun and the wind. Who is stronger? And they decided how they're going to prove it. There was a guy walking in the street with a jacket. And they said, whoever can get that jacket off the guy, they're the stronger one. That proves that they're stronger. They got the jacket off the guy. So the wind went first. And the wind started blowing. And the guy, when the wind blew, he started holding his jacket tighter. So the wind got stronger and stronger. The stronger the wind blew, the more the guy held onto the jacket. The wind admitted defeat. They call the political guys today. So what did the sun say? My turn. Sun came out and made it warm and warmer and warmer and hot. The guy took off his jacket. Okay, that's the brilliant second grade reader. But if you think about it, this is a moral in life. You could be windy, you can be mean, you could be cruel, you can be yelling and screaming, throw stones at people. You're never going to get them. It's with love, that's the way you're going to kill them. And Alter Rebbe says, even a person who's only a creature, that's their only thing going for them. If you have an abundance of love, you'll perhaps bring them back to Torah mitzvahs. So that's the way to go, with love, rather than yelling and screaming. And he says, even more now, v'hein loy, and what happens if you didn't do it? You didn't bring them closer to Yiddishkeit. Nevertheless, lehiv tzitzchai mitzvahs avisrim, but at least you did a mitzvah of loving somebody. Even if you didn't bring them back to Yiddishkeit, but you love them, you got the mitzvah of loving a Jew. And he says like this, this is another remarkable aspect that a person needs to think in the whole concept of Aves Yisrael. The gama mekuravim elav, even people that are close to you. Ve'chicham, and you admonish them, like you said before, on top of the page. Ve'leishavim me'avin yiseyim, and they still didn't do tshuva. That the Gemara says, mitzvah l'sneisim, it's a mitzvah to hate them. That's what the Gemara said before, right? It's a mitzvah to hate them. The Alter Rebbe adds now, mitzvah lavam gamkin, you have to love them also. You have to hate them and love them at the same time. How could that be? V'shtein hein emes, both are true. How can you hate and love somebody at the same time and both be true? He says, sina mitzad arashe behem, you hate their evil, v'ava mitzad b'chines hatev agonis shebehem, and you love the good which is buried within them, which is nitzutz elokus, the spark of godliness, shebeseichem, which is within them, hamachaya nafshe malikis, that gives life to the godly soul. Meaning like this. The simple analogy of this is so easily understood from children. When kids misbehave, believe it or not, even teenagers, when they misbehave, you hate what they do, but you love them. You hate what they do. And it's not a contradiction. The person you love, and you hate what they do. And we need to separate. And this is the key, by the way, to Aves Yisrael. To separate the person from their behavior. And just like we do it by our own children, sometimes you want to kill them, I know, but you're still not going to kill them. No. So you need to hate what they do, and therefore the Alter Rebbe says like this, even when the Gemara says that the person on your level, that you admonished them, and they didn't do tshuva, and it's a mitzvah to hate them, the Alter Rebbe says, yeah, it's a mitzvah to hate them. Not them, though. You have to hate their behavior and love what they do. And I'll tell you a very interesting thing in human nature. You know, sometimes we have enemies, okay, people we don't like, because they do certain things. Down deep, we don't even want them to get better. Because I won't have an excuse to hate them. This is human nature, by the way. Down deep, let them stay bad. You'll never say, oh, I want them to change. Down deep, the person says, you know what? Let them stay bad, because then I'll have an excuse. I could justify my hate to them. But the truth of the matter is, by our own kids, we're people that we really love, unconditionally, because conditional means behavior. Unconditionally means, no matter what the behavior is, we love them anyway. They do things that make us sick, and we hate what they're, we love the person, and hate what they do, and therefore, we really want them to change for the better. And when they change for the better, it makes our day. And we attack our happy from it. That's the difference. And this, the Alter Rebbe says, is the key, by the way, the only key possible. Because everybody makes you sick. You know, this makes you sick, that makes you sick, or this. The question is how many times a day they make you sick. A friend makes you sick a few times a day. An enemy is the whole day. That's the only difference. Everybody makes you sick. Your kids make you sick. Your spouses make you, everybody makes you sick. But the question is, can we separate between the person and their behavior? And that's the key to Avos Yisroel. If you look at a person like you would at yourself, right? You know, it's so funny. People say, you ever find, I'm talking to women, I'll say women. You ever find a woman says, I'm so stupid? Every people know I'm so stupid. If the spouse says, yeah, you are, they'll get angry. Now the question is, you just said it yourself. And on the contrary, I agree with you. I'm a good spouse. I agree with you. Isn't so nice. I agree with you. But they'll get angry. Why? Because first of all, when they said it, they didn't mean it. And when you validate it, that means it's true. That means it's really true. No, but you see, this is the way it works. You can't... Okay, whatever. I'm fat. The husband says, yeah. I mean, these things don't work. Okay? They said it themselves. That doesn't mean anything. Just like ourselves. We love. And not only do we love, because we love ourselves so much, we are blinded to our own faults. You ever hear people criticizing other people? Besides, you know, the Baal Shem Tov, every Jew is a mirror. They reflect yourself. Okay. You ever find people that criticize other people and they mamish have the same criticism? I mean, they're exactly the same behavior that they're criticizing. So the question is, why don't they see it in themselves? So the answer is, what's called in Sfarim, Avas Atzmei, Al Kol Pshoim, there's a pasuk, Al Kol Pshoim Techasa Ava, and all sins love covers. A person himself, we all have faults, right? But yet we don't see the faults, because the love that we have for ourselves is so strong that we don't see it. The same thing with our kids and all that, right? Because it's unconditional. And because we love the person so much, we don't see the faults. And even though we know there's faults, we justify it. We minimize it, we don't. So he says, that's what you have to do with somebody else. If you look at the neshama and realize the neshama of another Jew is my neshama, we're all the same person. There's those different parts of one neshama. So then, when I see the faults in somebody else, yeah, they're faults. And maybe I'm going to see them, but that's not them. It's not them. It's their behavior. And a person is not necessarily their behavior. And that's what you have to differentiate. And that's the way you come to the mitzvah, Avos Yisroel. And then he says like this. The gam, what also needs to be done. Le'eder rachmin b'libei alehom. To awaken, pity on that concept. Because when a Jew misbehaves, is because the neshama doesn't control the body. If the neshama controls the body, the person will be perfect. Why isn't the person, the neshama, controlling the body? Because it's in captivity by the Yetzirah, by the Nefesh HaBamis, which means the Nefesh HaBamis is controlling the Yetzirah. So he says, just like, God forbid, if somebody's in prison, right? A good friend is in prison. So you have pity on them. That look where they are, Nebuch, it's a pity on them, it's terrible. So the same thing, you look at another Jew, or for the matter ourselves, or whatever, and we see that they're misbehaving in Yiddishkeit, which means they're in captivity by their own evil inclination, the Nefesh HaBamis, the animal soul, the Yetzer is controlling them completely. Instead of stimulating a hate to the person, it should ideally stimulate a pity on the person. And pity stimulates love. And he says, even if the person sins and they refuse to repent, right? You still shouldn't hate them. First, Alter Rebbe says one thing, you hate their behavior, you don't hate them. Secondly, the Alter Rebbe says, they're supposed to awaken within you a pity of Nebuch, look how bad, how far this person fell, that they're in captivity by the Yetzer Hara. And he says, that's in Golus, and he says, Barachmonis, the nature of pity is a compassion, Mevatelis Asina, compassion nullifies hatred, Umeereres Avin awakens love Kaneda. Or look, what's the pasuk? There's a pasuk that says, Yaakov Asher Podas Avram. Yaakov who redeemed Avram. So Chassidus explains, what does that mean? What do you mean Yaakov redeemed Avram? So Chassidus explains like this. Avram is the attribute of love. Yitzchak is the attribute of Gevurah strictness. Yaakov is the attribute of Teferis, which is Rachmanis, pity. Sometimes love becomes buried and pity awakens the love. Yaakov redeems Avraham, meaning mercy, compassion, pity awakens the love. You know, it's a very interesting thing. In the secular world, they'll tell you, and you see this factually also. You know, a lot of social workers end up falling in love with the people that they're taking care of. Why is that? Because when they work with them, they have compassion. And that compassion awakens a love to the person. And they actually fall in love with them. Many have married them because of that. But that, what?
What does Yitzhak do to this? Or does Yitzhak do to this?
There is a concept of Gevurah also, but here he's speaking about Avas Yisrael. So he says, if all this meditation doesn't work about, you know, it's the person's behavior, he said, just have rachmanis on the person. And then the Alter Rebbe concludes, he says like this, this the David HaMelech says in Tillim, tachlis sinas anasim, with the ultimate hatred, I hate them, he says, he only refers to minim v'apikursim, the heretics and the atheists, but not today's people, by the way, that don't know what they're doing. I'm talking about the apikursim of old. Scholars, learned, knew everything, and they didn't believe. Then David HaMelech says, because the Gemara says, "Ein lam chelek b'lokei Yisrael," these people have no part amongst the God of the Jews. Like it says in the Gemara, beginning of the 16th tractate of Shabbos. So the Alter Rebbe says like this, there is a time you need to hate somebody, but that's not practical today. In David HaMelech's time, if he had an apikritis, you know, there's a story told in Russia, the peasants used to stand on the corners eating sunflower seeds. Okay, that's the Russian, as they call them, the Russian bums would do. In Yiddish and Russian, it was called Kanakin Semichkis. Semichkis are Russian for sunflower seeds. And Kanakin, it makes a knocking sound when you bite them. So the guys on the corners, was an expression in Russian, they're Kanakin Semichkis. That's what they would be doing. That's what they did a whole day. Low people, nothing, you know. So somebody once came into the Friedrich Rebbe, and to the previous Rabbi, he said, Rebbe, I'm an apikaitis. I don't believe. So Friedrich Rebbe said to him, what do you think? Standing on the corner, Knack and Semishkis makes you an apikaitis? Makes you an unbeliever? No. That's a fool. That's a fool. And a non-believer means you learned and you study and you know it all and you don't believe. That's an atheist. To come along and say, I'm an atheist, it's a very simple, nice way of getting out of things, but it doesn't help. It's a fool. In other words, David HaMelech's times, the people that didn't believe that because him, the heretics and the atheists, they were learned, scholarly people that turned everything away. Like Acher, Elisha ben Avuya, he became a min. Yechonah Kohen Gadol, those tzedukim, they knew it all and they didn't believe. So the Alter Rebbe says, those people are the people David HaMelech said I hate. Because they knew it all and they rebelled. But another Jew today, nobody's like that today. Even the people that say they're atheists is because they don't know anything about God. So it's easier to say I don't believe than I do believe. Even though it makes more sense to say I do believe than I don't believe. But anyway. So now the Rebbe says, we're not talking about such people today. So this that the Gemara says it's a mitzvah to hate people that sin means it's on your level. And even then, you have to hate what they do and love the person. And this that David HaMelech says, I hate him, ultimate hatred refers to the real authentic apikorsim that didn't believe in anything. So the Alter Rebbe says this ends the, like, Avos Yisrael aspect of Tanya, and the Alter Rebbe is explaining that if, and that's the key why Hillel said this is the whole Torah, because the key to Torah of keeping mitzvahs, like we learned last week, is soul over body. My body wants to eat the treif, my soul says it's poison, so I'm not going to eat it. If you realize soul over body, then you'll be able to come to love another Jew, because then you're looking at the soul of the person, not at the body of the person, and therefore, but he says, the main point over here is to differentiate, by the way, between the person and their actions. And then you come to that level.